Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Super busy week. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog, episode 3. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. And MJ Friends Blog is a blog with the Henna podcast, and you've tuned into the podcast portion. If you've joined me before, thanks for coming back. Your listening is always appreciated. So today we're going to talk about giving people time in microwaved relationships. So this past week I've dealt with friends, coworkers, family members going through relationship problems, and so I decided to make it a topic for this week's episode. Okay, so I am a firm believer and giving people time. However, there is always an expiration date. It's definitely a case-by-case basis. For example, if someone says, oh, I need about a year to get myself together to be the person that you need me to be, I respect that. I guess I respect it because you gave me a heads up, you let me know what's up, and from there, I can make a decision. I respect it because you allowed me to have a choice, and that's extremely important, you know? There's nothing worse than someone trying to control a relationship. Now, on the other hand, the expiration date comes in where you think I'm going to be your significant other for 5, 10, 15 plus years. No, that's not going to work for me. Now, don't get me wrong, that works for some people, but for me, no way. It's completely understandable when you're young, say dating since like high school, but if you're like mid to late 20s, absolutely not. I would say a person knows they are really interested in you if given at least 8 months to a year. And that's spending constant quality time with the person, learning their ins and outs. Once again, I feel like that's a case-by-case basis because I was getting my hair done the other day and a lady was saying she got engaged within a month. She's 50 years old. Age is nothing but a number, but I feel like she's already lived her best life. For me, I don't even know if I like you for real yet within the first month, only because there's always that flattering stage where it's like you almost have to be nice. This person is cute. They have a good personality. They seem to like what I like, all the cute stuff within that first month. Then we fast forward to say like month 4. That's when people start getting comfortable. That's when you notice the little pet peeves, chewing with their mouth open, snoring when they sleep, you know, laughing a little bit too loud, you know, the minor things that are just annoying. Then I would say by like month 6, okay, this is going to work for me or it's not going to work for me. I can deal with this or I can't deal with this. That's how my mind works personally, but I know everybody's different. 1 month would not be safe for me. I'm that person who needs time, actual time. And don't rush me. If I tell you I need 5 months to get my life together, give me 5 months or leave. You're the only person who knows how much time you need. I really just find it baffling how some people want these microwaved relationships. And when I say microwaved relationships, I mean people that expect you to stop talking to everybody in your phone the day that they give you their number. That's absolutely ridiculous. I don't know if I like you yet. Stop trying to force people to be who you expect them to be in the 5 minutes that you've known them. Real life is nothing like the movies. And then these people have the nerve to be disappointed. How dare you? Like, how dare you meet me, barely know me for 5 minutes, and expect me to change my life for you and drop everything for you? Yes, you are asking for too much. Believe it or not, there are people like this in the world. My only advice is for you to stand your ground and just stay who you are and don't pretend for anybody. Nobody is worth that rush. So yeah, that's pretty much all I had to say today. I guess today's episode is cut short because it's pretty much to the point. Well, all of my episodes are pretty much short and to the point. I just like to spread my message and allow people to continue with their day. So anywho, thank you all for joining and make sure you tune in later this week for episode 4.